pictures side by side of people. Maybe they've got the same eyes, color, shape, the whole thing, the same kind of hair, standing arm in arm. The question is, are they siblings or are they dating? It's an Instagram account with more than 500,000 followers, and it poses that question about couples which look so similar that they could be related. And then the reactions to the videos are going viral online as well.
I'm gonna say siblings.
No. Wait.
I'm gonna say
yes.
siblings.
Yes. Siblings.
I'm saying siblings.
Siblings. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
They look so alike. They have the same though. Nose, the same skin tone, the same eyes.
Wow.
The same, wow. That
the
is
same
so
wow.
Weird.
Scary.
I think the videos of the reactions to the people looking at the Instagram accounts, it's a strange world we live in, isn't it, when we're talking about this? But the reaction to the videos is, or the videos that react to the pictures, is the thing that makes me laugh the most. But it does make you wonder, are people attracted to people who look like them? Psychologist Gemma Dolley joins us to discuss this. Hello to you, Gemma.
Hi, Bern. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Have you had a look at this account, siblings
Look,
or dating?
I had some similar reactions myself. Some of the couples, the looks were uncanny. You thought they must be twins, they must be related. So, definitely worth checking out because it was unexpected, that's for sure.
Yeah, and how many, like, so how did you go, do you think? Because I'd almost think a psychologist might somehow, you know, I don't read between some kind of lines that the rest of us can't even see. Did
Oh,
you
no, I
guess
did
many of them
terribly.
correct? You did terribly.
I did terribly. Look, it was really hard to pick. So it had me thinking, wow, you know, obviously the research supports that people tend to be attracted to people who look like themselves.
Well, this is what I wanted to know. So what do we know about our attraction to people who might look like us?
Well, look, even though it's said that opposites attract, when it comes to appearance, the research does support that we tend to be attracted to those who appear familiar to us. And it's generally believed that people tend to be attracted to and pair with others who resemble their parents, particularly the opposite sex parent, or themselves. And several studies also show that spouses tend to be more genetically similar than strangers. It's interesting, isn't it? But it could be because we're familiar with our own appearance. So seeing people who share those similar sort of features might lead to more liking and that sense of kind of comfort and familiarity as well.
What did you say there, that spouses are more genetically
More genetically similar than strangers. So
right.
it's interesting, you know, when we're, you know, obviously we're attracted to people probably coming from a genetically similar background.
And we're doing this without really realizing it? Is this is just something that
Yeah.
we do and we're not thinking about it, or are we
Yeah.
thinking about it at the same time?
Look, I'd say it tends to be an unconscious process, you know, coming back to things we're familiar with and that we've known, you know, the familiarity of our own faces, more so than us being a bit narcissistic and thinking, well, I look good, so I'll look for someone who looks like me. Definitely more of an unconscious process.
Okay, because I was going to ask, you know, what does it say about the people who date someone who look like them? But so no judgment here, right?
No, judgment free. This is definitely an unconscious process. And ironically, when I was looking at the research around this, do you ever hear people sort of remark that couples, you know, over time they do start to look more and more alike? And it's interesting. There was research done on this in the late 80s by a psychologist named Robert Zions, who showed that couples who originally didn't really have any particular resemblance to each other when they first married, after 25 years of marriage, came to resemble each other, just subtly. But when they were rated by others as being similar, the longer they'd been together, the more familiar they looked. This is really interesting, right? Because you think, well, how do our looks change when we're with someone else? But the researchers thought this occurs because when we become so close to our spouses, as we start to empathize with them, we unconsciously start to mimic their facial expressions. And what that does is it changes the way our facial muscles move, and eventually the pattern of wrinkles in our face and our muscle contour starts to change and match our partners, which makes them
Really?
start to look a bit more alike too. Yeah, so that was a super interesting fact as well.
I was expecting this to be, and I've even got a question around this, you know, this idea that you might start off looking similar or being attracted to someone similar to you, but of course the aging process changes you in many ways. You know, often, you know, the blokes lose their hair, for instance, and You know, you're not going to end up necessarily looking the same in that regard. But this is something completely different to which you speak, which is, you know, the idea that we actually develop, sometimes we develop this as we go.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when we start to form a bond with someone, it's interesting how our expressions can really start to mirror those around us, and it helps us to bond. But it can really change just subtly change our faces, and those expressions, you know, might be reflected in our smile lines or the way we raise our eyebrows over time. So it's definitely interesting to see that kind of that relationship with age as well. Yeah, but it's interesting. I think similarity, it might lead to the initial attraction. But I was sort of asking myself this question, is that the predictor of longer term attraction?
You've got to stop asking all the questions I want to ask. My next question was, if they change their look, you know, do they drift apart? And this, I guess this would even be the whole, you know, if we've been together a long time and we're mimicking one another without noticing it, do we risk the relationship if we don't do that?
Oh, that's a good point. Look, I think those kind of superficial changes we make to our experience, when we start to change our facial expressions and things, those things will stay no matter what we do, you know, whether we change our hair. But I guess the similarity initially might be what brings the attraction together. But I think longer term, those kind of predictors of long-term happiness are more likely to be things like good communication, you know, shared interests, shared values. Those sort of things are really important as well. And you know, there's a lot of research around this, but, you know, psychologist John Gottman, he's really renowned in this area around marriages and happy marriages. You know, he showed that one of the better predictors of happier couples was the way they communicate, and couples who use more positive communication longer term have much better outcomes. And the couples that stay together, for every negative interaction they have, the happier couples would also have 5 positive interactions as well. So that was a really big predictor of long-term success of the relationship. So it's not all about looks here.
No. Do you know what? I feel that we've managed to give a little bit of, you know, meat to this sandwich that started off with a viral Instagram account and TikTok videos that have followed about siblings or dating, and heard some, you know, real information about what it is that, you know, creates a good partnership in the first place, as you say, good communication, shared values, shared interests, and just occasionally someone who looks like they could be a brother or sister. Let's face it. Good on you, Gemma. It's been lovely to talk to you tonight on ABC Radio. Gemma Dolly is a psychologist. Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks, Bern. Thanks for having me.
I think I just need just one more TikTok video, though. I just feel that someone out there is looking at the Instagram account right now going, which one is it?
Our siblings, just because they have the same exact smile, right? They have the same smile. Right.
It is. It's true. 3, 2, 1. It's dating. They're dating.
But they have the same smile.
They have the same smile. It doesn't matter. They're dating, not siblings.